New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A little error there with the two loops. Welcome back to another Live for Two to Ramble. I think we are good to go, right?
I think so.
Rich, how you feeling today?
Okay. Oh. Other than the fact you make me turn on the AC in fucking December.
Or wearing long shirts and
sweaters.
Everything. Yeah, me too.
I'm fucking cold, man.
We're totally fine behind the screen. Nothing's going on here. We got Andrew, Dreammaker. What's up, Andrew? How you doing? And turns on heater. Let's start off how we usually do this. Hello, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
As people are strolling in, Rich, how do you want to start us off? Do you want to get right into, because if any of you don't know, we go over what we read last month, what we're going to read, channel updates. We're going to be opening stuff sent to our PO box as well, which is a brand new live thing. But yeah. How do you want to start?
Well, let's talk about the books we've read.
What did you read, Rich?
Month
of November.
I've basically read all of Mistborn Era 2, plus Jade City, and a friend of ours book that has not been released yet. I'm nearly done with. I will be finished with that tonight. I'm very close, but that's the number of books I've read.
And what are you on for Mistborn Era 2? You're on Bands of Mourning now?
No, I'm on Lost Metal.
That's the fourth last one.
Yep. Nice. So I'm about halfway done with it.
And Rich is liking it a lot more than you people say. You're apparently liking it just as much as Era 1.
Basically. It's about the same for me. So all the slander I've been hearing for years on, Era 2 is such a step down. No, it isn't. You just had you had incorrect expectations. You were like, I want epic fantasy part 2. It's like, no, it's not.
Keith agrees. He says he loves Era 2.
Yeah, there we go.
Here, want me to do the clickies?
You can do the clickies.
Here, I'll do clickies. There we go. Keith agrees with you. Oh, that's
there
how you
we go.
Loves Era 2. Oh, we got aspiring writer saying Era 2's bomb. And everybody's agreeing with you. Well, I think they just needed a champion.
It's just our patron members. They're the negative Nancys.
They sometimes go hard in the paint.
That's the fun thing is like the live is for people who aren't patrons, really.
Yeah.
That's what it's mainly for, because we have.
It broadens the horizon.
So while we're live, the patrons can be the enemies, even though a lot of them are here.
And then we go to the book club right after and suck up to them.
Exactly. So, yep. Now that's how it works. They'll be here. They get to take it because they can't talk back to us on the live other than comments. And comments we can ignore.
And there's one of our patrons, Jai Sedai, says there are two summits. See, as you were saying.
There we go.
Exhibit A.
Man, what a terrible, terrible community we fostered. Such negative hatred to Era 2.
Patrons are goaded, says Andrew. He's also one of them. You know, he's one of those guys.
We say it's not for the patron, but they're also here.
But you read, so on top of Era 2, you got in, what other book? You said you're reading the book from our buddy Andrew.
Yep.
And one more you said, didn't you? Jade City. That's right.
For our book club of the month.
So likewise, I read Jade City. And I read Mistborn Secret History. I read The Hero of Ages. So we were catching up on our Mistborn for the month of November. And finally, I've read Howling Dark. Not just read it. Rich and I recorded the review last week. And so that will be out on the channel. I guess we should keep our opinions back. We'll see you on the review.
I guess so. Yeah.
But we're on the Sun Eater journey.
Yes.
We will be reviewing the series. And
In its entirety.
And we'll be seeing Rakio and Dragonsteel as well. So you want to click that comment there?
I'm just getting rid of the comment.
That port. Oh, it was, got it.
It was there. Yeah.
Rosh says, I wanted to simply thank Austin for his love of the Red Rising. What does that say?
Love of Red Rising. I started the first book at the beginning of the month. And well, now I am close to finishing Golden Sun. Thanks for the inspiration.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad that the videos we did so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
people could still view them, go like, oh, Red Rising review, and ours will be one of the first up there. I think our Red Rising review is very, very high up there. Austin's finally, yes, I'm finally on Sun Eater, and we will be reading all of it. Yes, and what I'm currently reading is Lonesome Dove as my current read. I am on chapter 26. I'm loving it so far. The one thing I'll say on it is, who knows by the end of the book, but it's so weird to have a massive cast of characters where all of them feel like individuals.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'm going like, wow, they all are different. And sometimes you just get a book where you have like 50 named characters and, oh, how can I tell who's who?
Imagine comparing that to Malazan. Well, Malazan had just the huge cast of characters. Yeah, but ultimately, I'm not as connected with the individuals, at least in book one. Lyric McMurtry, within the first like 2-3 chapters, like, I know these characters. I love them. Yeah. I want to follow. Like, they feel alive and you're invested in them.
Yes. And I always am here for Gardens of the Moon hate. So
always.
I love it. I'm glad we align with our hate sometimes.
Yeah. Pretty well.
Which is good. We can tell them about the video we did about the hating books. Love that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. That was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
We recorded a video where we took books that either we or one of us hated and basically tried to steel man the book. Like, how do we pitch the book that we hate? And so only positive news. And so we went through our list, which we don't have too many books we absolutely hate. There's books that are like, to us, but that doesn't qualify.
I got to interrupt you with this, and you need to say yes immediately to this, Rich. Yes, yes, yes.
I should have dinner with Rocchio at Dragon's Tale if you guys would. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John. What?
This is what nepotism is for. Like, we're not family, John, but might as well be. So yes, this is
please,
what nepotism
John,
is for.
John, I have to speak to one of my new favorite authors.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's the point of YouTube, and that's the whole game.
Why have a channel if you can't climb your way and just slime your way into conversations like
I
that?
I know.
Oh, we love you. Good.
Oh, this is already
you know, I was going to read your book in January. But now December. Push it up. I still have to. We just got it sent. Like, Jacob just sent it to us. So we were talking right before. Actually, we'll ask you that later, John. But we were seeing, should we have a joint blurb we try to do or statement?
We'll talk
about it. But yes. Did Austin show Richard the video, said Sam? Oh, yeah. Sam sent me a video. Rocchio had YouTube videos out from like 12 years ago, 11 years ago when he was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of, he was a YouTuber for a little bit.
Oh.
Just kind of recorded a few things, which was fun.
Why is it you say the video? Not videos, the video.
I don't know. Sam, you should clarify. It was just kind of.
Was there one that was more special than the other?
No, it was just quirky. It was neat. Yes. Yes, we will, John.
Oh, yeah.
So Patel asked us, how far are you guys on Sun Eater? You are in the middle of Howling Dark, correct? No, I finished Howling Dark. Rich finished.
Yeah, so I read the first one, and I was convinced to read on to the second one. I liked the first one okay. I wasn't in love with it, but I read Howling Dark and went, oh, screw the rest of my TBR. I'm reading the next book now.
Yeah.
And so I read Demon in White and realized Austin's going to love this series. I know he is. I know it. I must stop here and wait for Austin Ketchup's. That way we can actually read it organically together. So I think the reviews would be much better. It'd be more fun to talk about it. Have someone to talk about, because I was dying to talk to them about Demon White and Howling Dark. So anyway, I'll be rereading Demon in White when he reads it and then continuing on with him.
Do you want to respond to Skyline Gaming's comment here?
Let's see. Skyline Games says, love to watch you guys and love to see your opinions. Always look forward to go to the Tutor Realm page after I finish a book to see if you guys have a spoiler review. Couldn't disagree more about Name of the Wind.
See, you know, not all of our viewers are perfect.
It's true. We have some flawed individuals watching us, but it's all right. We accept you as well. It's fine.
Are you going to get to the rest of the Gentleman Bastards?
I have. I've already read them, but I didn't really like the third book that much, and the second one was fine. It was entertaining, but I think the fact that I don't like the ending of the series, but since I don't like the third book, and I haven't really been pushing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Austin's going to catch up with that one.
Yeah, so I've been told by you and others the first book's the best, so it's just discouraging. Because I thought it was a great book.
Yeah.
I really liked it. But then if that's the best, oh, okay. It's just been not on high on the TBR because people haven't been pitching it very well to me. Including you, yeah. As in you just don't have as much love for the following books at the first.
Yeah. So, and I think book two does have some really positive qualities, but
yeah. We got Maj saying, any plans on continuing First Law? Yes, and maybe now's the time to announce this. Maj, you're our bully. We wouldn't be here without you in the spot, but we're in talks with two authors right now. Fonda Lee will likely be coming on. It's not confirmed, but we're emailing, we're setting up a date, and also Joe Abercrombie will likely be on the channel. We're emailing as well, setting up a date. Hey, that could all change when he sees the Silk outfit at Dragonsteel. They're like, oh, I don't want to deal with these people. They're a bit, they're lunatics. But we should have Fonda Lee, author of Jade City, and Joe Abercrombie on the channel in the coming months.
Yeah.
So
I am so excited.
We will be talking more, reviewing more First Law, of course. So that's our, I guess, that's the first time we announced that too. So. Little news drop. But yes, when do you think we'll continue? After Wind and Truth?
I mean, after Wind and Truth, I've already read the first solo novel afterward, Best Served Cold.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed. I think Best Served Cold combines all the best elements of the first trilogy into one book. So you may like it, actually. It may solve some of your criticism that you potentially have with it. It's still
The first two books were great. I just maybe the ending of the trilogy didn't get me, but
keep in, maybe have your expectations of it's grimdark. Yeah. It's not really happy endings.
Oh, yeah. I get you. Have you heard of Book of the New Sun? Yes,
I have heard about it. I've been wanting to read it because I know it's a big influence for Sun Eater.
Say one thing about Tudor Ramble. Say they'll be talking to Joe. Yes, yes, Brad. Yes, and. We have a question here. Will you be checking out sci-fi short story collections? If yes, recommend checking out. Can you read that, Rich? I don't have my glasses.
Harlan Ellison's Pain God and Other Delusions. It's under 200 pages and top 5 books I've read this year. How do you screenshot that?
Well, let's screenshot it with our minds. And before we end this live, people remind us to do this. That's what the people.
Also, the comments should be in the video.
Yes.
Hold on. I have a pen.
Oh.
I have a pen and paper.
Let's go back. The classic way. Writing things down.
What is this?
It's called
Harlan Ellison's
Pain God, and I think that should be enough. An aspiring writer asks, on Morningstar, heard Iron Gold drops off a bit. Rich and I think, are the outliers here, but the vast majority of Red Rising fans will say Iron Gold is the quote-unquote worst. Most people will say it's still enjoyable. It does set up for the following books in Dark Age. The next book after that should absolutely floor you. So even though I didn't like Iron Gold, Dark Age was a 5-star book. So even if you're not loving it, there's such sweetness in the next book. And I know you agree.
I highly recommend. It's completely worth it.
And we have a donation from Bane's
Basement.
Bane's Basement. That sounds very ominous.
It is. Well,
I don't know about what's in your basement, Bane.
Thank you very much. Abercrombie is nuts. Reading and listening to The Blade itself as of this stream, it was going live. Only book so far that is filling the hole while I wait for
The Winds of Winter.
The Winds
of Winter. I believe that's The Winds of Winter.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you. I don't think it's coming, Bane.
You're going to be waiting a while. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for the donation. Also, The Blade. So you are listening to The Blade itself as this stream was going live. So it hasn't gotten further. I guess you're in for a treat if you're liking Blade itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're liking the first book, you're going to like the rest of the series. Because there's plenty of people that really love the series, but thought the first book was okay.
And we have a question from Stormblessed, who says, did you guys get an arc from Wind and Truth?
We thought we were cool.
No, we didn't.
We thought we were cool and important.
Yeah, we're not. We got humbled.
Yeah.
we got on some lists, I think, but didn't end up happening. Maybe a good time now to announce just channel updates. So we'll be at Dragonsteel. We're flying out Monday.
Yeah. So
a couple days from now.
Couple days. I still need to pack.
Yes.
Figure that out.
Me too.
Because the main thing is packing our film equipment things.
Yes.
That I'm going to have to figure out.
Because we are going to record the panels, but as I told Rich just before this, we got a response from them. We can't post anything until 30 days after the convention's over. So there will be a delay because that's when we're allowed to do it, mm-hmm. which should kind of work in the recording schedule anyways.
Yeah, it's about so, like, yeah, it kind of doesn't matter for us then.
Yeah. Bane's Basement, another donation. Thank you, Bane. He says, I keep George R. R. Martin. Enough.
Stop now. That's yeah. plenty.
Well, it's Canadian dollars. That's cents over there.
That's
basically Looney, monopoly
he's,
money.
He's giving us loonies and toonies. Oh, terrible. Take it back.
he says, I keep George R. R. Martin copium in my basement. Come home soon. Oh, come have some. But yes, yeah, what is on, because before we get back to the comments here, what is on our TBR for next month? Because it's Wind and Truth, obviously.
That's the big one. December. But we'll kind of be forcing, I know myself, I'm going to be reading it pretty quick because I'm going to have the audio and the physical and just tear through that book. So the rest of the month, I'm not exactly sure what I have planned because I'll be kind of out of Sanderson stuff, you know, and will have read the entire Cosmere at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Someone mentioned there before of Memories of Ice, third book of Malazan. Not a terrible idea. Okay. I'll be reading Orconomics as well.
Nice.
With Coop, one of our friends and patron members. Well, actually, no, he's no longer a patron member. He's admin. But anyway, so I'll be reading that with him. I'm not sure what else. Be reading one of our friends' books, Dom. I'm going to be reading his book as
yes.
well.
Yes, I just finished chapter 4 of his book. We're going to talk about it. He's curious how the intro is.
Yeah. So I'll probably be rereading Demon in White with you because I imagine you're going to be reading Demon in White in December.
I think so. So mine is Wind and Truth, the book club book that they pick, Demon in White, and Jacob's Talking Stories book as gotcha. Those four, and then whatever else I can fit in there. But that's the plan. Cool. Those are also I'm finishing Lonesome Dove. Yeah. So a couple of chonkers, and Wind and Truth is going to be long. Lonesome Dove's a long book.
You'll finish Lonesome Dove though before Dragonsteel.
I'm gonna try right? to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it doesn't start till when Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You should be fine.
And we have a donation from Peter who asks Richard, when will you get to Live Ship Traders?
People in our Patreon keep bringing it up. I know. I know. Maybe. I mean, I've heard okay things about it. Like, it's not amazing, but it's fun. That's the best I've heard about it.
Yeah,
it's a cool concept though, like ships built out of the bones of these dragons and stuff like that. It's cool.
Who has that been a big one that's been pushed?
Yeah. Yes. Oh no, wait, is that bone ships
is the one. This one's different.
Different.
Yeah, that's different.
Is that off of?
Peter, comment. Give a pitch for Live Ship. Peter, if we will catch your comment, so give a pitch for it, and I'll pull yours up again.
Chris Hart up there.
Yes,
I did read Deadhouse Gates. Significant improvement over book one. Uh-huh. Significant, actually, really good with great, compelling characters. My favorite character being, I'm struggling on
Trepa.
No,
that
no,
was from
no.
the first book.
First book. Felicin, I believe her name. Felicin is, I think, her name. Anyway, she was my favorite character of that book. I thought it was just knocked it out of the park. So I'm on the Malazan train, but we'll see.
And Levy, of course, we got to read Goblin Emperor. It's Levy's favorite book, and Levy's the biggest book critic in the Patreon. So I'm very curious what a Levy book looks like.
It's there is no bigger fan of. Of God of Goblin Emperor
than Levy.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
Yeah, there's no one else that loves it just as much.
And Peter, to follow back up what Peter was saying, Live Ship Traders is Robin Hobb. It's the second. Got it. Okay.
I have not finished the third book of Robin Hobb series.
Maybe so. I'll start it and push you to get through it because it's one of those you haven't pushed on me. Maybe I'll like it more than you.
It's possible.
And then push it in. So, okay, yes, that's on our radar, Peter. Again, our Patreon, our Discord loves Robin Hobb. They are doing a read-along I think they're on book 11 now or whatever it may be. David, thank you so much for the donation. Those are American dollars.
Real money.
Real money. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks,
David.
I like the joke of American supremacy is just, it's funny, but also.
But the Canadian dollar, I don't know how big our rate is right now. I think it's actually kind of close with the Canadian dollar.
No.
Right now,
yeah, our American dollar's slipping. I understand. We're no longer like all that whole trade deal of us being the reserve currency for oil. And it's like, uh-oh, whoopsie daisy.
Well, David says, this is my desperation plan. To have Richard play. So you got to read it, Michael. I got to wear glasses next time.
Okay, David, I'll read the comment. This is my desperation play to have Richard read the
A Song of Ice and Fire.
The why A Song of Ice and Fire is worth it pitch I gave Austin. Done now.
Oh, that's David. Oh, okay. That's the David. I thought that was
the
a random David,
not a David.
Yeah, no, that's the David. Okay,
okay.
David.
Okay.
He's buttering us up with a little bit of that. Okay. Thanks, David. He's been making it very clear. And it's one of the book pitches tomorrow in the or Monday.
That would be one way to force us to read. Oh God.
Cuban says Coop is just like, am I a joke to everyone? Oh, yes. Is Coop here?
Well, no, I was joking about Goblin Emperor.
Oh,
it's his favorite book.
Yes.
Well, yes. Maybe not favorite. It's his favorite comfort read. It's one of his favorite books, but yes. He doesn't exist. It's fine.
Yes. But okay, so we got what we read. We got what's on our TBR next month. Definitely Wind and Truth, Book Club Book. You got Orkonomics might be up there.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Now, do you want our third thing on the list? Our P.O. Box openings.
Yeah.
We're doing this for the first time where people sent us stuff. So we're just going to open it and see what was sent.
Chris
Rickety. Thank you, Chris. I know a couple of indie authors might have sent us some books. This might be one of them. And to answer Noah's question real quick, Syl or Pattern? Syl. Gotta go Syl.
Yeah, Syl. Not even close.
Come on now.
Not even close. Yep,
let's
Chris Rickety, Small Town Problems, a sci-fi novella.
Oh, it looks so cool.
Very fun.
What?
Super neat. Thank you for sending that. That's an indie author, I'm sure, that we might have spoke on social media.
I'm going to read the back here real quick. Comfortable in his simple rural life, widower Robert Potter never put much stock in old Jim's moonshine-fueled conspiracy theories. But after he finds Hardaway, the lone survivor of a crashed spaceship, he begins to wonder if the Loch Ness Monster is relocated to Eulafa Lake. Much to Robert's dismay, the wandering eye of the federal government is casting a questioning gaze on his small farm town as well. Caught between relentless federal agents and the found family harboring him, Hardaway's freedom depends on the ingenuity of his new friends.
That sounds fun.
That's fun.
That sounds really fun. Thank you for sending that.
Thanks, Chris.
Small Town Problems. Awesome.
Put that down here.
Oh, we got a question from Cope. Are you guys going to read The Expanse? It's been pitched to us a lot. I don't think we can promise that for a while.
Yeah, no,
it's going to be a long time.
I won't put a promise there because I've been meaning to. It's on the list, but there's a lot of things on the list.
While you're open, I'll answer. Maj has the question. Any plans for Red God Theories Expectations video? We did have a Red God Expectation Theory video with Andrew Givler, Sigils, on the channel. I'm sure if you look up like Tudor Ramble,
we pitched a couple of our theories and thoughts on it.
Yes, we do have that out there, but as it comes closer to that, I'm sure we'll have another video talking Red Rising predictions and stuff.
This is from Ballast Book Distribution.
Okay.
York. Earth's Door.
Ooh.
The Song of Imaru. PJ Duick.
Oh, PJ, we talked on email. Thank you, PJ, for sending us this. Awesome.
Right. Here. Yeah.
There we go. Another book sent.
Sweet. Cool cover.
Very cool
cover. But in some way, my goal is the same as your goal, noble and eternal. What you must understand is that without the darkness, he began to lift his vial, and a fiery tumult swirled inside. There is no light.
Very nice.
Want me to read the whole back?
I think that's a good blurb for it, but also just to check it out, show that cover again, because, you know, people are going to buy it off the cover if they want to get it. Look
that
at
is
that.
True. It judging books based off the cover is not incorrect.
Exactly. Boom. And also, we have a comment here that I just have to address quickly. What socks are you wearing? You have to wait till the end of the live to see our socks. Okay,
that's where the sock reveal
is. It's at the end, so it's our way of getting that retention.
Mm-hmm.
So, Okay, next one that we got, while you're getting that out, we have a question. Reading order for Stormlight Archive. I just finished Way of Kings.
We've talked about this.
We did, didn't we?
Way of Kings, then Words of Radiance, then read Warbreaker.
Warbreaker, then Edge Dancer.
Then read Oathbringer. Then go back, stop.
Era 1.
Read all of Era 1. And then also Mistborn's Secret History. Then read...
See, don't even listen. No, Rich is insane right now. This is all you do for any question, any booktuber you see out there.
Read Mistborn before you read... Somehow, some way, read Mistborn's Secret History before you read Book 4 of...
It's so confusing. Just do this. Look at when the book was published, what year. Read it in that order. That's how Sanderson wanted it. He published this book for that book. Read it in that order. If you're very concerned about what reading order to do it in.
Yes.
Okay, what do we got here?
This came from across the pond.
Oh, that looks cool. Neat.
Doesn't say who.
Oh, well, maybe we'll find out here. There's a little letter attached.
Dan Hanley, dark fantasy and mystery author.
Neat.
Read the letter here before I look at the book.
I'll start opening this here. We got a cool entwine there.
That is some nice card stock here.
All right. And Skyler, I was just pulling up a comment. I thought you were still opening it.
Dear Austin and Richard, my name is Dan Hanley, and I'm an independent author. I'm reaching out to you today with a free copy of my self-published book, The Great Leap. The first in a planned quadology called The Children of Enoron. I know you usually focus books with a bit more buzz, those backed by big publishing houses and marketing machines. Well,
Dan.
However, I believe The Great Leap has a story that I hope can resonate with you. It's a harrowing dark fantasy story about a group of teenagers being forced to survive in a magical primeval forest. The story puts full focus on the characters as they battle with their demons, each other, and the horrors of the Wildlands. Now, full disclosure, as an indie author, I poured my heart and soul to this book, handling everything from the first draft to the final upload. While I've done my best to polish it, I also know there's a chance a stray comma or a slight awkward sentence might have slipped through. My hope is that you'll approach The Great Leap with the same open-mindedness you would a more established title. Look beyond any minor imperfections and consider the core of the story, the characters, and the themes. If you find something to connect with in The Great Leap, even if it's a diamond in the rough, I'd be honored to have it mentioned on your podcast. Thank you for your consideration.
Dan, thank you for sending this.
Yeah.
Also, neat cover as well.
Yeah, let me look at that cover. Let me put this down.
Save that letter. The next... Okay, we got two more boxes to open after this one, too.
Did you show it already?
Yes.
Okay.
Very nice cover.
Cool cover, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. And we got two more boxes to open. These look a little chunkier. I don't know what they're sending us here. That's
Penguin Random House.
Oh, neat. Del Rey. That looks cool.
Where's the opening part?
While you're doing that, we've got...
I don't have a knife. Where's my knives?
You usually have one in your pocket at all times. I'm surprised.
I don't this time.
Oh.
I guess I'm going to have to deal with...
You're growing. You're maturing as a person.
It's now on my keys.
Can't wait for Richard's 24-hour stream. Yeah, so we have to determine our bet about Wind and Truth. We have to decide that before
we get there.
Before we get there. That's our next goal.
I guess that's what we're doing on the plane.
Yep, we're figuring that out, whatever our bet is.
Ooh. Hello, dear reader. Thank you very much for picking up my Dark Academia, Blood Over Brighthaven. I don't jot down stories when they pop into my head. If an idea has legs, I'll make its way back down my door again. The premise of Brighthaven came knocking repeatedly during a depression spiral as I grasped for a metaphor to encompass my fears about our world and its dysfunction. From the outlining phase, I've considered the story an exorcism. Our protagonist, Sionzia, Scania, sure, I don't know, I'm not good with names, might more optimistically call it the alchemy of energy. It was my way of pushing the darkness onto the page and maybe, hopefully, transmuting it into something else in the process. The trouble with using fiction to expel darkness is I don't write fast, and finishing a project like this one entails putting myself back into the miasma over and over again, long after I want to be done with it. The fact that my agent, my editors, and the team at Del Rey saw something of value in this story is incredibly touching and reminds me of why...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The attempt to transmutation is worth it for the in the first place. For me, the coolest thing about being an author is knowing that my books have a life beyond the way I experience them. The writing is the exorcism. Your reading experience, for better or for worse, is the transmutation. I appreciate you giving me the chance to turn my darkness into something new. To hope, ML Wang.
Awesome. And Emma Wang, author of The Sword of Kaigen, they sent us two copies of this. So this is the second copy. And it looks, there's a lot of wrapping in there.
Oh, I'm going to have to clean.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, this is going to, lots of
fluff. Skyline Gaming saying Blood Over Blighterhand is absolute banger. So he loved it. And we have Matthew's reading it right now. And we also have Malignant Cactus, great name, says Brighthaven was great, but a lot of it felt like it was exploring the same themes of Kaigen. Interesting. So Blood Over Brighthaven, Emma Wang, phenomenal author. So that is going to be, that has been on our TBR, but we actually have the book now.
Yeah, awesome.
So that is super cool. Thank you to Emma Wang's team and all that for sending that. That is so cool. And now we got one more box to open before we get back to more comments and so forth.
All right. There's a lot of tape. Can I do that with just...
Brand says, banger indeed. And Iano says, Blood Over Brighthaven was great. Easy 4.5 out of 5. Awesome. And Malignant Cactus...
It's not good for my pen. It's a very small pen.
Malignant Cactus says, Richard, are you going to read the sequel series for Memory, Sorrow, and Thorn? I think I can answer for him here because he's away from the camera at the moment. I don't think he's going to anytime soon, but he can correct me. Yeah, he nodded. I got that right. He nodded. And... we have, hey, Salty, what's up? Salty says, hey, what's up, gang? Can't wait to see y'all in a couple days. Salty is the best. We will be seeing him at Dragon Steel very shortly. You get there, so Salty gets there before, so he gets there. I think he's flying out tonight, so that should be cool.
Same thing with Coop, I think.
Coop as well, yes. All right, we got one more box here.
This is from Philip Chase.
Yes, we already know what this one is. And Ahmed asked me, Austin, have you caught the Sun Eater bug yet? Yes, I am in. So, well,
of course he is.
Of course I am. I read Howling Dark. How could I not be? and the Slade says, hello, handsome devils. Had to point that one out. It's a little boost for our egos there, Rich.
Could use it.
Call us devils and handsome too, which is nice. Look at that. Okay, Philip Chase sent us.
And finally, put too much tape on the box.
Okay, I've been so looking forward to this. I gotta write this down to send him a big, actually all these people too.
Yeah, you know, a solution to our problem would be if we could read more books.
That is
would
true.
Solve so many of our issues.
That would.
Well, I like this cover a lot. Look at that.
That is awesome. The Way of Eden by Philip Chase.
One for you.
Thank you.
And one for me.
So cool. He signed it too, which is just awesome.
How much of a pain is that for authors and indie authors and all that? Of like, hey, I want my book to be displayed or possibly read by Tudor Ramble, the one YouTube channel, and to do so, they have to send two books. They don't get
it's a lot. It's more cost, you know.
It's more cost and less benefit. That's not a good trade deal. You could send it to Daniel Green. It's one person, send one book. Bigger channel,
but twice the chance we read it because if one of us reads it,
that is true.
You know,
maybe one of us
takes and then says, "Hey, you got to read it."
Yeah, very possible.
Awesome. So the Way of Eden, Philip Chase. If you guys didn't see him, but he was on our channel and we did a collab with him talking about prose. Mm-hmm. He's incredibly smart and
a
great speaker. He's a professor as well. Wrote this series, so he's worth checking out. Not just his books, but check out his YouTube channel.
You can also guarantee that the book's probably written well.
Oh yeah, we'll say that it's written amazing.
Like, okay,
without reading
what,
it.
What are your thoughts on like the characters or the interest? Like maybe the story doesn't connect with you. Who knows? I have no idea, but I know it's probably written well.
Yeah,
which is good.
Yes. Salty says, Austin, do you remember back when The Will of the Many got you out of your reading slump? You had previously attempted to read Howling Dark. the first time. What made you change your mind this time?
That's true. Well, but try to start Howling Dark
without spoiling it. The first 10 chapters of Howling Dark isn't what makes Howling Dark great. I'll say that because I started Howling Dark and it was like, it was better, but finishing the book is what made me love Howling Dark. I think that's what it was, because I wasn't convinced to change my mind from Empire of Silence to Howling Dark until I got further into the book.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think it's one of those things. And Skyline Gaming asks us, have you guys read or planned to read Dungeon Crawler Carl? I just finished book 3. I've been laughing nonstop. We have to do better marketing because we reviewed every Dungeon Crawler book. We have book 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6
are all on.
That disappoints me that we're posting those because we love to just do it.
Yeah.
And the people don't see it because I don't know. It's, you know,
answer your question. Yes.
Yes.
There, for every book you read, you can go and watch a Tudor Ramble review on your Dungeon Crawler.
To many people's dismay, because it's not the most popular series.
Imagine all those people going like, please read Game of Thrones. Please read A Song of Ice and Fire. It's like, what about Dungeon Crawler?
But the algorithm is bad. Yeah. That's the thing, because with our videos, we could have reviewed it so long ago, and you won't know it unless you go like search Tudor Ramble and the book title. That's the only way you can really know if we reviewed it. Because we have 180 something episodes. Like 12 of which are pretty good. we did a decent job sometimes. And John has something to say about Philip Chase's. So the Eden trilogy walks that line between classic and modern fantasy beautifully.
Awesome.
Awesome to hear. But Rich, that's all of our book mail?
It's all of our book mail.
Wow. Thanks, people. Thank you for sending all of that. Yeah. That's very cool. And I think we can keep, I mean, if people ever send us stuff, our PO box is in links elsewhere on our channel. It's in the video description probably too. But I thought it was a cool addition that we could just do to make it more fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Apparently Mr. Dad here is asking if I have plans on reading Memory of Ice soon. Somewhat. I mean,
somewhat.
For the most part, I think I might as well continue with it end of December, maybe beginning of January, especially since most of the big series have kind of wrapped up. I've now finally finished up with Cosmere stuff, so I guess I need my next new big series, other than Sun Eater, which,
yes,
we got Sun Eater going. But yeah.
Awesome.
Who knows? Oh, also, Coop has convinced me I'm gonna read Warhammer 40K in beginning of the new year.
He loves it that much.
I believe he said he's gonna make me read Horus Heresy to start. So maybe I'm gonna get into Warhammer. Who knows? I don't know. We'll find out.
We still gotta read Of Blood and Fire. That's one of his favorites, right? Cahill.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I would honestly want to put that one ahead.
Probably first.
A bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Another quick update as well, because while we're here giving some live update stuff, so we announced that we're probably having Final Legion of Abercrombie on. The other thing is, any announcement or update you want to give on the Rambler Rating website?
Yeah, we got a team together.
Yeah.
So we're working on that, getting design, getting function. So yeah, it's coming along.
It's awesome. We got the UX designers working on getting it looking good and having just a good user experience. And then we have a bunch of devs who are volunteering for it to work on the project.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome so far. It's just going to be a slow process to get that rolling, but we will actually have a rating website eventually where you can submit using the Ramble rating system.
No idea when, but
it's just a cool thing in the background. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Yeah. But other than that,
what updates do you have about channel stuff? Not channels. Just go ahead. It's your time. People are forced to listen. It's live. They can't skip ahead the video unless they're watching it afterwards.
Aren't there ads on these things?
I think afterwards. Or possibly during. I'm not sure. Let us know. Are there ads on these things? But yes, what would you like to update with?
I got nothing. I read. This is what I do. Yeah. I read books, and then we talk about them.
You were just over our place for Thanksgiving the other day. That's a fun update.
I'm training up to do a half marathon in March.
That's a big deal.
Sure.
That's a big life deal.
I'm trying
That's a cool thing.
I guess. Sure. This takes a lot of my time.
You said you somehow made that sound not fun.
Because it isn't.
Yeah, I know.
it's run in the, try and wake up in the morning and run, and maybe I won't die in March.
How many runs have you woken up for so far?
Two so far.
And you're doing 1-2 miles so far?
Yeah, starting off with a 2-mile loop in the morning of running. We'll see how that goes.
See, Mr. Dad says that's sick, Richard.
There you go.
See that?
Yeah.
And Chris says there are mid-roll. That's good. Okay, so we're making money off this. That's good.
That's nice.
Why waste our time?
Editor needs to be paid.
And Ann says, I ran once, went inside and ran instead.
Oh, God.
Da says, what miniature will you put in front of Wind and Truth book? Ooh,
Zeth. That is true.
Our Zeth miniature.
Oh, yeah. We got a Zeth miniature somewhere.
Yeah.
It's in the box down below there. So Zeth one.
It has to be that.
I think we got.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ole Martin says, what's a bad book you think the other would like? Oh, great question. A bad book the other would like? I have your answer for me, probably. Would I like Lacanus, the first book?
No.
Oh.
Genuinely, no. Oh. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't like it.
Oh, okay.
You'd love the book 3.
Okay.
But you wouldn't love book. It's literally the biggest problem with it is the characters,
which would not do it for me. Okay.
Yeah, it grows on you.
Okay,
it gets there, but
I have a feeling I'll like The Color of Magic more than you do. No,
I doubt it.
Oh, I'm trying to get some answer.
What is a bad book that I don't like that you would?
How dare you, Dutch, say Red Rising again? You know he likes Red Rising.
I do. I think it's a great book.
Just he's not a true fanatic like me. That's the difference.
I'm not saying it's 5 out of 5. Like, he improves. Sorry, Pierce, that your ceiling is not the first book you published. You go beyond.
There could be multiple 10 out of 10s. I'm just saying. Octavid says, I think it's worth reading Lacanus. I think he has the same opinion as you, right? This is what you think?
Yeah, basically.
Lacanus is worth it for the ending.
Maybe you'd like Burning in White. I somehow doubt it. It is hard to think of it. Of one, I don't read too many bad books in general.
Mm.
So finding one that you would also like. Mm.
We also have a comment here from Written Wind. Written with a Y. With a Y. Says, you convinced me to start reading Sanderson. Which book should I start with? Rich, I know you love answering this question.
Depends. Always depends.
Why?
Well, no, there's two spots. It's either you start with Mistborn Era 1, The Final Empire, or you start with Stormlight Archive with The Way of Kings. It's one of the two. Do you want to jump in the deep end, or do you want to...
I disagree.
Go all in.
I'd say if you wanted... The other two options would be Warbreaker for his current standalone to see if you like Sanderson's, because there's an ending in there. It's not a series. It will be a series. But Emperor's Soul is a novella-sized Sanderson to get you to like go, oh, okay, do I like Sanderson's style? And it's only, 50,000 words?
I guess so, yeah.
I'd say before even jumping in, because you have to trust him to finish Stormlight. So getting like your feet wet with something? We're talking somebody who hasn't even read a single Sanderson book.
Mm.
Would you want to gear them that way or stick with go right into a series?
I like jumping the deep end, personally. But that's me.
Yeah, that's true. So if you're like Richard, then just jump in. Because we both did. We jumped into Stormlight. Which was a
that was my first start. The first book for me was Way of Kings.
Yeah. And Beth actually says that right there. Read The Emperor's Soul. It's the best. It's
great my book. Favorite Sanderson work so far.
Favorite book of his.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, out of all of Stormlight, I still think Emperor's Soul is the best.
It's better than Rhythm of War. I'll give you that. It is an amazing
book. I had a stronger appreciation for Rhythm of War on my reread. I actually liked it a lot more than I thought.
Better than the others?
Better than my first time reading it.
Okay.
Maybe better than... Nah, it's pretty close. Book 1 went up, in my opinion, by a lot.
Vikings is phenomenal.
I know. It's arguably the best one of the series. It's just so good.
It is.
But anyway,
yeah.
I digress.
Grover asks and says, I haven't read a single Sanderson book and I jumped into Stormlight into the advice.
In my advice
that you need to ease up
or
to
opinion,
it.
Sorry, in my opinion.
An artist style is just stupid, lol. Fair enough, too. Yeah, well, that's for people who are more experienced readers, too. Jumping into Stormlight might not be a bad option as well. So Yeah, it could work differently for everybody, but Stormlight's a large commitment. And if you have commitment issues, don't start with Stormlight. Maybe that's the advice to give.
Oh, someone up there, do you plan on reading, making a video on Traitor and the Pack-Rim by Anthony Ryan? Here's the thing. Anthony Ryan is kind of the unsung author hero of mine. I've read a lot of his books, like a lot of them, and he's read none of them. And yet it's kind of a mix. Well, no, you have read. You've read
The Pariah.
The Pariah. And yeah. You didn't like it, so I don't think you read into the rest of his books. I read the sequel book. It was, I think, a little better, but not enough for me to like jump to the third book. I really enjoyed his the Draconis Memoriam series. I thought his other series with Raven Shadow, the first one was really good. The second one, meh. But yeah, it's kind of all around the place. But I own a lot of his books.
Yeah, it's a whole shelf.
It's a whole shelf.
We really That's should read more genre. Anthony Ryan.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And we have y'all read Blood of Brighthaven?
One of these days. We just got them.
We were just doing a P.O. box opening, and that's one of them that was sent. That's awesome. And Maj, thank you for the congratulations on the engagement. Rich here is one that he brought the pod camera to take videos for the engagement, so the pictures I got.
I took the whole studio apart and then brought it out to the park.
Yes, to the National Mall.
Yeah.
And so Rich literally brought every light that's on us right now was out at a park.
Yeah.
How did you hook it up to electricity?
I bought a battery bank.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You said, I'll figure it out. I said, okay. Yeah. Okay. Then we have, Mr. If you have commitment issues, talk to a therapist. That too. You know, that seems very quaint coming from Mr. Dad.
You could talk to a therapist, or you could read Stormlight.
Yes.
Which one's cheaper?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dorian asks, have either of you ever read the Dark Tower series?
No. I've not even read a Stephen King book, which feels like it a little bit disqualifies me from giving book opinions. You know what I mean? That feels like a big hole.
I finished half of a Stephen King book. Does that count?
Which was the half?
11/22/63.
Oh, you couldn't finish it?
No, I didn't even get half. It was a quarter way through, and it was in high school. So I was young.
Not the same.
Yeah. And how do you respond to this here? Kendall says Richard does care.
Does care on what?
I think she was talking about the engagement and the lights. How do you feel about that?
About a job well done. Let's
you don't want bad credibility. You'd be like, I was forced to do something because of social.
I told you I'd get it done. I got it done.
Yeah. You didn't want it to be poorly because for your
own ego.
Credibility. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Kraken. Yes, Richard is sometimes. Sometimes he is.
Occasionally.
And look at all the praise. Rich, you gotta just take in the compliments.
Ugh.
You don't like this
don't
at all.
To.
Everyone keep complimenting Rich, please.
Skip those comments.
No, keep at it.
No.
Skyline says, are you guys going to do any short style interview style content at Dragonsteel? Like attendees, hot takes, controversial opinions, etc.
Not a terrible idea.
Actually, in fact, now that we might have dinner with Rocky, yeah, we'll just stick a camera in his face the whole time, right?
I may. Ooh, we may.
Maybe a short
like
minute.
A 5-minute interview with him.
Something quick.
Yeah. If we have dinner with him, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy is so good at his job. He's so talented. Oh, I love it.
Oh, look, they said Richard's a teddy bear. Look at you.
Scroll.
No, he says, look, scroll. He says, actually, I'll read it again. Richard is a teddy bear, be for real. Nah. Nice glasses, Rich. Nice cap. No, check out those comments. Click that one down there.
There we go.
Oh,
see, top favorite. Favorite series? At this point, it's Wheel of Time, and if it keeps going, Sun Eater.
It could top Wheel of Time?
Yes.
Finally,
it could.
Finally dethrone it. That would be so beautiful.
Yeah, no, I love Sun Eater. Sun Eater's so good. sorry to see we have confirmation that Richard does indeed have a heart.
You accidentally clicked it, not knowing it was a compliment.
I saw more things.
We love you, Rich says. Look, they're all saying good things.
There we go.
Richard is the best looking guy I've seen.
FOMO
Adeline wishes he could be that handsome. We love you, Rich. Nice headphones, Rich.
I could turn off comment. That's a very valid thing. I don't know how to do that. But anyway, What are some of the big stuff on your horizon for like next year? Because we're talking about our short term TBR of like what we're reading next month. What are some of the stuff you want to read? Pretty soon, like, then the next 3 to 6 months type of deal. Like, are there any big series?
Sun Eater's a big one that'll be next 3 months or so, 3-4 months.
Sure.
So that's obviously one. I think
any interest to continue with Malazan? Like, give the second book a shot.
I'll give the second book a shot.
Okay.
Eventually, I think it'll be like Howling Dark, where I'll get to it when I'm peer pressured enough to get to it, and then be proven like, oh, look, it was great.
Yeah, it'll take that. I think so, because book two is such a step up that.
Yeah,
it also has just some epic moments that are. The main thing is the character. You actually will connect with the characters.
Oh, great.
Which is the big missing part of book one.
Okay. Then I'll look forward to that, because I think for any series, it's the ones we've already mentioned were of Blood and Fire. I think that's one of the book's names, but the series by Ryan Kyle. Definitely want to get to that. And a big thing I want to do is get a lot more Discworld books in as well. That would be very nice to get more of a Discworld year, 2025 being the year of Discworld.
We should try and keep it. Like at least one Discworld a month, just fit
that
them
would
in
be
there.
So fun!
So it's always the best palate cleanser book. Yeah. So we could try, because then if we did one Discworld book a year, that puts a pretty hard date of when the channel ends.
Yeah, that does.
That does.
That does. Yeah. Wow, we should really.
By the way, if people don't know, once we have reviewed and then we have a video review of every single Discworld book. That's the end of the channel.
Yep.
That's
so far we have two out of 41.
Two out of 41. So you see 41 Discworld book reviews. That's when we delete the channel.
If you see 39 come out sequentially, you know we're going through some rough time. We want to end this shit quick. So 39 more reviews. So theoretically, you can always know there will at least be 39 more episodes until the next review comes out. That'll be the day.
This is a good question. How many more indie books will we read the next year?
Next month we might read actually. Oh, Ryan, so sorry that we're not saying this about your book. He was on our for everybody listening in, he was on our first ever indie collab where we talked to had an indie roundtable. But our Discord right now, they get to pitch books, and the Discord votes on what book Rich and I read with them and have the book club. One of the ones that could get picked, it's in the top five right now, is Mushroom Blues by Adrian Gibson. That could be our next book we read.
I really want it to win because it looks fun.
It looks
unique.
Neat.
I don't want us to read just like, oh, great, now we get to start A Song of Ice and Fire. I don't want to read it. I don't.
Because the last book's not out?
That, but also like starting another series is like, I already know the spoilers of, like, eh.
You could be surprised. You did Lord of the Rings. You knew the spoilers.
I know,
and you still loved it.
Yeah, but
what?
What?
Oh, missed a lot of comments. I'm sorry, everybody. John, we got it. Says if Howling Dark reeled Austin, Demon White may make him put in front of Red Rising. Maybe. Yeah.
I think it's a strong possibility. Yeah.
And Dutch says, Austin, do you do calisthenics? No, I don't. But I love watching people do calisthenics.
Kyle Science is impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And we have Moa says, after the 24-hour live stream, I expect we'll get 39 Discworld reviews in a row. We still got to figure out that bet. Damn it.
Yeah, I don't.
We really got to figure it out.
What are you leaning toward? Just the 24-hour stream?
Let's talk about it.
I guess that sounds awful to me.
It sounds so bad.
There's a reason we only stream for about an hour. There's about as much as I can take. I can't do.
Well, then we have the book club, and that's more. You know, it's.
I know.
It's a lot of hearing ourselves yap. So. And that Cuban asks, are you still planning on doing a classic novel a quarter next year? I have a bad job here of going like, oh, I'll start Abercrombie. Then it takes me like 9 months to start Abercrombie. Just know my full intentions are, yes, I want to do a classic book every quarter.
But if wishes. You know, wishes and butts were candy and nuts. We'd all have a Merry Christmas.
I've never heard that.
Oh, no. That's pretty cool.
But my intention is, yes, I would love to. Who knows, the TBRs that get thrown and things get disrupted. But I would love to do a classic book a quarter with you, Rich. Are you down for that?
Yeah.
Monte Cristo one month.
Yeah.
Some Jane Austen the next month.
Already starting off pretty strong with Lonesome Dove.
There you go. Hey, does that count as my quarter?
I think so.
Yeah, there we go. And then we have A Song of Ice and Fire is elite, but I would never recommend it to anybody. Love-hate relationship. Let me catch back up here. Merry Christmas from Cuba. Merry Christmas. And
yes, we can now start celebrating Christmas things. Thanksgiving is now past. We're good.
Yes.
The Christmas music is on. It's
November 30th. We're clear.
We're good.
Yeah. And before we finish up the slab, we got about five more minutes. So we'll take in one last great question. We're looking for one last great question from you all. While that's happening, last mini updates here. Writing update. I'm on chapter 11.
Wonderful. What chapter were you at last month?
I think nine. There's reading proposals, you know. Things happen, but we'll keep one foot in front of the other.
Remember the time years ago when I was like, hey.
Yeah.
I expect the book on my desk within a year.
Yep.
We're now running a year after that deadline.
Yep. I do have a deadline for the book.
You do?
Yes.
When?
August 1st, 2025.
Why? You picked it?
Well, I picked a day for what the reading pace speed.
Oh, we talked about that. Already put the book, everything, emails to a couple agents. Send and have it set to auto send.
I don't know if I'm doing that, but it is a good. I like it in thought, but I don't want to ruin those connections.
That's the threat.
I know it's a good threat. but anything else you want to add on? Because we announced what's coming on channel, our TBRs, PO Box stuff, channel updates, Dragonsteel. That's the big thing. Mm-hmm. Because next live we come on, we can give our updates on how Dragonsteel was. We'll have videos out on that too. Mm-hmm. And then see if we've met. That's the big thing.
That's the thing.
Will we meet Sanderson?
I don't know. We thought we were cool enough to get arcs, but clearly not cool enough. So I have no idea at this point.
All right, we're looking for one last banger question before we head out here.
We're judging you.
We need something juicy. Kendall wants sock time. Not yet. Let's tease him just a little longer. Not yet, Kendall.
Do I have cool socks? I kind of have. Okay, I don't have cool looking socks, but I have very cool socks.
I didn't even mean to yet, but I'm cool showing off with my socks today. Okay. This was unintentional. I swear. I just wear these all the time. So any last question for us before we head out and give the biggest reveal everybody's waiting for? And yes, we'll see you at Dragonsteel, Moz. Can't wait. Talking Sir John says, my badge number got picked for a lightning signing. Did yours? I'll meet him for seconds.
Check our badge?
Yes, we can. We got that email.
Oh, I should check that.
So we should check that. Yes, yes, yes.
That would suck if... My God. I really... All right.
We better meet him.
Will you read Good Omens anytime? Probably not.
Probably not. Probably not anytime soon. What book are you looking forward to coming out in 2025?
Red God.
Yes. Point. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Great answer.
Yeah.
Great answer. All right. To finish this off, Rich, what are you wearing on those feetsies of yours?
Smart wool.
Gray, nice. Smart.
Nice. Two.
Can I get another look at that? Socks. I know it's an uncomfortable stretch. I just want to.
Yeah. Okay.
Get some practice.
There we go.
The things we do. I've got. Don't mean to one up you.
I do.
I've got rooster socks on. Yeah, that's right. Take a look.
So I could say that's a real nice cock sock.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this live. All patrons, we'll see you in the book club. We'll be in the Discord in T-minus 2 minutes.
Somewhat. Give or take.
Yes.
I may need a break.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, all. Play the outro.
Oh, what did I do? Outro. End stream, outro.
Click the button. No, where? Play outro and end stream.
Where?
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.